Hello, welcome to the Extra Almond Podcast. On this episode, I have someone very important. His name is Mr. Pakam, and on this particular episode, I will be asking him some questions because sometimes I want to really get a lot of men on my podcast to know what's up with them. But I feel like he's somebody who has seen it all and is still seeing it, and he has a lot of experience. So I want to ask him about what does it mean when a man is reborn?
Hello, everybody. It's Mr. Pakam right here. First of all, I'll say thanks for having me on your podcast. Yeah. And I'm going to share with everybody everything I know. Nothing but the truth, but the truth is the truth. Yeah, what does it mean to be reborn? One can be reborn in many ways, or we can say in a simple way. I think being reborn is rebirth, reincarnation, recreating yourself or reinventing yourself, anyhow you want to put it. But in a general word, we can say it's a fresh start. Yeah, so let's put in the layman word as a fresh start. That's what reborn means to me.
Okay. So at what point in your life you felt like, I really need to start all over again? What happened? What really triggered that moment and you'd be like, I want to start everything all over again? From your weight loss and everything, you're not even eating meat and all of that.
It all started 2019, somewhere around April. My life flashed through my eyes, and I had panic attack 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah, the first one, like we always, when something always happens, we like to blame things. We always don't take full responsibility, like, yeah, this is my fault and that's why it happens. So we always want to put it on something like, oh yeah, because I tried to do this, that is why it happened. And you know, panic attack, if it hasn't happened to you before, is when you totally black out, and you know, like your system just shuts down all of a sudden without you being able to control it. So I was robbed 2017, and I used to have a lot of dogs then in my yard. 2 a.m. my mirror was broken, and they took my car, Toyota Venza at that time. Rest in peace, Toyota Venza. We didn't find the car to date. Ghana police didn't even, So that's why I say rest in peace, and other stuff they took that night. So when they left even, I just said, hey, you know what? I want to sleep. They had the Beretta on my head, they pointed the gun to my head. The car was a push to start, so I had the gun pointed to my head. I have to start it by myself. And when they left, I just said, everybody, you know what? I need to sleep. I want to sleep. I need to just refresh. I can't believe this is happening, but yeah, it happened. And after that, PTSD, of course, because I had a lot of dogs then. So every time my dogs start barking, then I just start feeling frightened and scared, like they're coming back again. I suffered through that trauma for about 2 years after the incident, post the incident, right? And I was overweight at that time. Depression crept in, of course, because what it took that single night, it was a lot. I don't want to mention, but imagine getting away with Toyota Venza. That alone is even huge. Then I just finished promoting my music. Then I did a musical video for Based on Logistics. You can check it out. It's on YouTube. And I did promotion on MTV Base, BET, EPTV, all of these major stations. So I've spent a lot of funds, and that happened. So I was broke. I was broken. The little one I had, they took it along together with my car. So I was depressed. I stopped music. I started eating, binging on food, food binging. Yeah, then I was compensating myself with food a lot. So I grew bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah, you know how I was looking at that time. So anytime you eat, you're either treating a disease or you're killing a disease. Yeah, every time you eat, whatever you eat, you're either feeding a disease or you are treating a disease. So at that time, I think I was feeding a whatever in my body, which I, you know, I wasn't taking my head seriously.
You're trying to fill a void.
Yeah. So I turned to food. It's not like I was eating too much even, but I just, less activities, food, just eat, tired, sleep, eat, tired, sleep, like that. So I really put on too much weight. I was on the road to obesity, to be honest. So I think when you are adding extra pounds, when you're adding extra meat to your body, then you're on the road to inviting heart attack. Yeah, so on that night, somewhere around January 2019, I had the first panic attack. I was in my bedroom. Dog started barking again one night. That was the very first time. And then I saw myself on the floor. Yeah. And it happens so fast, excuse me. And when I woke up, I was like, I had to reach ground just now, you know? Like, what happened? Like, I didn't understand. But I just blame on something. And so we always find something to say, because I tried to help one of my friends who was needing financial assistance. Then we believe he did something diabolic. So I was trying to raise funds for him, and then that was an attack, a spiritual attack, and that's why. And yeah, the next day everything went back to normal. Then another time, like a week afterwards, I was in my sleep, and then I felt like my heart rebooted. So when I woke up, the beat started going like double, like tu-tu-tu, you know, that's even triple sound. And it was strange to me again, but this is the second time it's happening. I still didn't know where to pinpoint this whole incident in. I was very surprised. And then on the third time, the dog started barking again one night, which is normal. Dogs are supposed to bark, right? Like if they hear or see something that's unusual, or sometimes they just try to communicate. But because of the robbery, July 27, 2017, so it always bring that trauma back again, and I just feel like they are coming. This time I had my weapon on, I was holding my gun, and I went.
You were ready.
I was ready, but I wasn't ready because I blacked out again with the gun. And the gun was off safety. So as soon as I dropped on the floor, the weapon also fell from my hand. And everybody just... I didn't see it, but they told me. And when I woke up, they were all over me like, bros, what's happening? Bros. And me, what I was seeing at that time was, I was like in the streets. I don't do travel, I don't do go. I could just hear different noises. I just don't even know what was happening. But after a while, I started coming back to consciousness, and people around me in reality, my brothers were saying, oh, bros, wake up. And I just said, what happened? They said, I fell down. Then I said, no, I need to take action. I should stop blaming what's this and what's not, and you know. So I went on Google, I started checking more about panic attack, what could be the cause. They talk about trauma, they talk about past incidents, and you know, when the fear reoccurs, then you just black out. And you need to live more active life, you need to change your diet, you could be overweight, that's another reason. And then I said, yeah, so first thing first, I'm changing my diet. So April 29th, 2019, it was Sunday, then I said, this is it, I need oats. Then they made oats for me, like my usual oats with milk and sugar. I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't have this, I need oats with banana. Banana and oats, oh, that's awkward, can you, it's not sweet. I say, yeah, right now I don't want to eat for taste, I want to eat for function. Then I had my banana and oats. Then I said, okay, I want to lose weight without going to the gym.
That's because a whole lot of commitment.
Yeah, it takes a lot of discipline to be able to do that. And I wanted to discipline myself, and I really needed this for myself, because I mean, the best gift anyone can give to a family is good health. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be on a sick bed and have your friends and family coming around like, are you okay, are you all right, don't worry, you'll be fine. And no, that is very dumb, it's very weak. So I started with jumping without rope, because I was very big at that time. I think I was weighing 134 kg.
Wow.
Very big, yeah. My waist was 46, 46, 48.
He has pictures to prove that.
Yes, all the pictures are there to prove. My shirt, like, you can't even travel and get me t-shirts. No, you not go size me, you not go fit me. You not go size me, you not go fit. Like, sometimes we walk to the stores, try to get clothes. Everyone can just get their feet, get their size, and you know, look good. But I can't get my size. But sometimes I even sponsor all of this outing. But my own size, I not go get to wear.
Sometimes when you get your size, it's not nice too.
You know, this, if big people like us that time, they not, we not be human beings. Like, if they buy our product, our big size like that, if it did shop for only God know how long. So you wouldn't, the best clothes come in small sizes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not part of that small sizes. So I know if you get good clothes. So I wear sportswear. Only sports training wear, big shirt, big knicker, big short, big trousers like that. And when I started making this little commitment and this little regular change every day, I started to see the change gradually. So first, I just say, make I start with the jump without rope, which I start with the jump like only 10 times before I go shower. And I like to do it in front of the mirror just to see my shakes going up, my stomach and all of that. Like, they call it dark humor. Dark humor. When you laugh at yourself,
yeah,
nothing person will feel laugh about you when he will pain you again.
Yeah.
So I did look myself as I did jump, I did insult myself, I did laugh myself like, how come you come big like this?
Started mocking you.
Yeah, I started mocking myself. And your podcast, people will understand pigeon. Or I will know.
Yeah, people will understand pigeon. Don't worry, go ahead.
So I will know as I go to find you now. That's
what you can speak whatever you want.
Yeah. So at some point, 7 days into it, I changed my diet completely. I started eating more grains, more fruits. Plant-based, I started cutting off the regular food that I was feeding myself with, like eba and this rice and all that. I was just going with egg, salad, oats, banana, fruit. Like, you know, I have a meal plan now. It's a Lord meal plan that I can, that I use for myself and I can give to anyone. It comes at a fee. I designed it myself. I started following my meal plan. And first 7 days, people started seeing the change in me. No one was seeing the change in the first 7 days. I was seeing it alone. Yeah, the people start seeing it from the 6th week. Yeah, 6 week is when it becomes visible to people. So like when you start working out, you tell people, I'm working out, I want to lose weight. And you've done 7 days already. They'll be like, lose your weight. I can't see anything. But you go stop just now. So you always do. So it was like that. I had like 7 people to prove wrong. Because I even went to one of these LT shop where they sell nuts and all that. I told the woman, yo, listen, I'm on this competition and the winning prize is $5,000. So I need everything I can get from this shop to win this competition. There was no competition. I just have to do it that way. Like there's a prize. Yeah, that way I can be able to stay focused. Like there's a money to win at the end of this competition. So she gave me turmeric, she gave me apple cider vinegar. I started using all of that. Apple cider vinegar controls your hunger. It makes you feel filled for a long period of time because it's apple, of course. It's just a fermented apple. And yeah, that's why it tastes very sour. So apple, when you eat apple, it's filling. So I started taking that first thing in the morning with lemon. And then, my skin started changing. And I had one, when you are fat, when you are oversized, overweight or obese or whatever, you always have one favorite jeans. That jeans fits you perfectly well. And it makes you feel like...
No struggle.
Yeah, this is my best jeans. These jeans. So when I put on one of my best jeans at that time, it became loose. And I was like, maybe this is my jeans, This is my jeans. How come it's loose? That means this nonsense thing I'm doing is working. Wow. Let me keep going and see what will happen if I don't stop. That was the motivation behind it. Now I've done like 14 days. That's 2 weeks. And before I believe, say, if I don't eat Eba, I don't go sleep.
Of course.
If I don't eat Eba. But now I've done 2 weeks without Eba. And I'm very all right. Now let me try another 2 weeks and see. That'll be 1 month, right? I did 1 month. I'm not really missing anything. Nothing changed. But rather, I'm losing weight. I'm glowing. So the other 8 weeks, people started complimenting me. You look good, man. You look good. I said, what did it happen? Then the 12th week, that's 3 months, I don't glow. Like, boy, you lose weight, though. You can't define what did happen. How you did one? Yeah, even those people who said I couldn't do it started asking me, how did you start at your team? What do you take? What do you, And I said, I'm not even done yet. This is just 3 weeks, 3 months. Let's keep going. I want to see what will happen if I do this for the next 3 months. That's 6 months. And then, that's all. All of a sudden, I dropped all the fat drastically, like it happened so fast. And then people started saying, you don't go do surgery. This guy is sick. This guy, I've been using the rubber the last 2 years now. So he did think that thing don't make him suffer. He did, this guy need attention. He need like, because for Africa, when you didn't lose weight, people will say he's sick. When you dey fast, then you dey chop life, your money come, So now, so they can't start to attack me, but me, I know my goal.
Yeah.
I know say I do something. So sometimes, if the volume of the topic gets too high, I will just go my phone, start to show them, say, CCC. I did do this one. That's why I did eat now. That's why I did eat no alcohol for the first 3 months when I started. And then when I started taking alcohol again, it was only beer.
Oh.
Yeah, because I felt like beer was safe and better to go into my system.
Okay.
So I had one word I always say at that time, like it was, I can't control everything that's happening in the world, but I can control everything I put in my mouth.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't control the killings, the bombing, the war and all of that, but anything way I did put for my mouth will be food. That one I can control. And the best exercise is to nod your head like this. No. Do you care for this? No. Do you want this? No, thank you. No, thank you. Like that. So when I just add those little qualities into my life, then this is me now since 2019 till now.
Wow.
Yeah, then first, with the meat thing, I didn't start with just say, I'm not going to eat meat. It's very difficult because I've been eating meat all my life, right? So I just said also, when I see that I don't get control of my workout and my diet, then I say, make I try to cut down meat and see what will happen.
Okay.
Make I cut down meat. Make I see how I go meat. Then I started eating meat only on Sundays.
Mm.
So that way I can go Monday through Saturdays without meat. And on Sunday, I go grill lamb chops, I go lamb ribs, goat ribs, cow ribs, whatever. I will just buy them, grill them, then use that to step down with one bottle of Guinness. That was how I started doing it. Then, from every Sunday, I brought it down to twice a week. From twice a week, I brought it down to once a week. I brought it down to once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So from once a month, I went to 2 months one time.
Mm.
Yeah. Then after 2 months one time, I just felt like, let me just give up meat totally. And since 2019 till this time, no meat again.
I said I wanted to be a pescatarian.
That
morning they gave me meat. And I ate it. I was like, the body wants what it wants. I feel like I don't really have a lot of discipline. The discipline of saying no when I'm being offered stuff. I don't really know how to say. You see me around 11 o'clock. I think I created an habit whereby I was licking ice cream around 12 o'clock. I was feeling a void then. I was feeling a void then because I felt like I was stuck. So I was using food as a means of coping.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have anybody to express what I was feeling to.
So you're food binging.
Yes, I was food binging. And I felt like it really affected me. This is how, I don't know, I kind of feel good, but at the same time, I feel bad because most of my nice clothes no longer fits me again.
Yeah.
And I don't want to buy clothes anymore because I still love those clothes.
You can, yeah. So you can always make that change. You can be who you want to be.
Yeah.
I mean, we are all sculptures and we can mold ourselves to be whatever we want to be. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
The life you want for yourself, you can create for yourself. You don't have to wait for anyone to come do that stuff for you. Because what if that person don't show up? It means you're never going to do those things you said you'll do. So I wasn't waiting for anyone. I just started making these little changes because, you know, sometimes why many of us fail to accomplish goals is because we always compare our stories and our own story to that of the next man.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been like this now since 2019, and I choose not to eat meat since 2019 till this very time.
Yes.
You might want to start that right now, and you want to use that same level of energy that I use at the moment which you met me to start yours. It will be tough.
Mm.
Yeah. Another thing is the restrictions we set for ourselves. when you are so tough with these restrictions, then you get to a certain point. I call it the meltdown point. And you just melt then. And when you have this minor setback, it becomes very difficult for you to get back on track again.
Yes.
Yeah. Like during the festive period, yeah, I think I took a break for like 1 week without working out. I was eating, I was drinking, I was just, you know, all the merriment. And when it was 1st January, I was like, okay, buddy, it's time to get back to my fitness and then let's go. And another way I used to, another trick I use is, I just post on my WhatsApp and say, yeah, let's start again. I posted my picture of the way I used to look. Like, listen, everybody have that image in their head of what they wish to be like or look like or how they used to be like. It's always there. You have that best shape in your head. You have that best size. Once upon a time, there was this body you used to like of yours. Yeah. Then
I was size 7.
Yeah, size 7.
Now I'm like 16 now.
So that very nice picture of mine, I posted it on WhatsApp and I said, I want to come back to this. And then you need to see the comments of everyone. How is that possible? It is not possible. That is not true. You cannot do it. Yeah, I needed all that fuel. I needed that energy. Because now, I started counting the people and I wrote them on my notebook. For instance, Jude, Jeremy, Monica. I needed to prove all these people wrong. And when I started working out, I posted it there. Day one, let's go. Now, I have people to prove wrong, but it doesn't mean I have to go hard on myself.
You invested in what
I was still doing it slowly at my own pace. Because if I slow down today, I need to save energy for tomorrow. When it's tomorrow, I need to slow down for the next day. Then I'll take 1 day break. So I go 3 days workout, 1 day break. 3 days workout, 1 day break. 3 days workout. So when I started seeing the results from my selfie videos, so my selfie pictures, video, every day I take pictures. I don't need you to tell me you're looking lean. I see myself every morning when I work out. I see the changes. So when I started seeing it, and when I started making pictures, I had to change my wardrobe. Because my clothes couldn't fit me anymore. They were too big. And Asake wasn't raining at that time. So you can't wear loose clothes like that. Yeah, so I had to change my wardrobe. I came down from 3SL, XXXL, to 2XL, to XL, then to large, then to medium. So I changed wardrobe all this time. And the people who doubted me, I started sending them my photo. Hello, what's up? Hello, what's up? And guess what? All the fat people who used to be on my friend list on WhatsApp, they stopped talking to me. Yes, because I'm no longer fat. So we are not friends anymore. Yes, I'm not on their level anymore. And also, they feel like I'm putting pressure on them, but they are so lazy to take this step.
They're not committed.
Yeah, they can't be committed. They are not disciplined enough. So, I mean, we can make this change, but sometimes we get bullied with the timeline of other people, the success timeline of other people, and just, if they look my picture, they won't be like me. And even since 2019 till this time, I still do workouts every day. And you just only started a week ago. And you will compare yourself.
You want to achieve it. Me.
It's not going to be possible.
And do you feel like when somebody wants to go into a particular journey, they really need support, or just close your ear to whatever anybody is saying? And people always want to laugh at you when you start something new. People will laugh, then they will start copying you. Because I know those people who were laughing at you then, who were saying that you couldn't do it, they started even asking you for your B plan.
Yeah, correct. You see, it's normal for everybody to feel that way. Sometimes we want to do things and we wish to get the support we need, but we don't get it. We don't get support from people, from familiar people, from familiar faces. We don't get support from them. But rather, we get supported more from people who are new to us, neutral people. So when you always want to fuel your journey with the support you're hoping to get from family or friends, and I think you always end up
disappointed
and at failure. Yeah, so I don't think I needed that support. Even though deep down, it's okay to be supported. Yeah, you do crave it. Why? I mean, human being, if somebody they clap for you, it always makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, but if you don't get it, you first start to be your number one fan.
They say when a lizard falls down,
then it nods.
Nobody claps for him. They say
then it nods. They say, yeah, I did well. Wow, look at where I fell down from there. Yeah. So you have to always be your number one fan. You always have to be your biggest and greatest supporter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes we need that fear. As somebody said, even if you are scared, do it scared anyway. And fear could be the reason why the fuel we need to get those things done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I didn't feel, what if I'm not confident to wear? What if I'm not confident? What if I'm not? Because of the fear of what people will say.
Mm.
Many people don't enter grave, and people still say they don't enter grave.
So I want to ask you something. Because I feel like it takes a lot not to even eat meat for that long period of time. I don't even think I'll be able to survive that, not eating meat. I think I'll faint. The whole thing is that, what if you did all those things and you never lost a pound? Will you still have, give up? Will you have just given up and just let your body go like that?
You know, we are all born ignorant. It is our duty to find knowledge. Yeah, every small child, every young, every baby, we impute things into their brain. That's why they say the children learn faster. Yeah, so meat. How you take no within the meat?
I'm stuck.
Yeah, so imagine your life coming up without meat. Nothing will also happen to you. You for the all right.
True.
Yeah, you were told that meat is this, meat is this, and meat is that. So when I started gaining my own knowledge, and I started understanding that you don't only get protein from meat, you can get protein from plants.
Really?
Yeah, you can get protein from plants. Like peanuts, granuts. Some people tell you when you eat granuts, you'll get pimples. Pimples in my face.
No, please.
I did chop granuts every day because I don't eat meat and I still need protein. So I have peanuts in my smoothies. I eat peanuts when I'm just there as my snack. I eat peanuts every now and then. Yeah, so I think my favorite soup right now is granut soup.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's peanut as well. So, if I don't get back to your question, like you say, if I don't get the results,
if you didn't get it,
I didn't stop eating meat because meat, they make me the fat. I didn't even know that as at that time. Excuse me. I'm a meat lover. I only stopped eating meat as a dare. Like, let's see what will happen if I don't eat it. And then when I started reading about the people who don't eat meat, how do they feel? I realized that when you trace back to the olden times, the gladiators, they were vegetarians. There was this documentary I saw on Netflix that time, What the Earth? What the Earth? Like, what the fuck? What the Earth?
Is this thing on?
I don't know. I've seen my own and it really impacted my life. So I don't know if it's still on Netflix. I'm not a TV guy. I don't watch TV.
I'll go check it out.
Yeah, you should check it. What the Earth? The guy, he lives a very active life to running and, you know, eating clean and all of that because his father died of cancer, the mother died of cancer, and then he was diagnosed with cancer. Yeah, and like, what the heck? Where is this coming from?
What did I do?
What have I done wrong? Then he started tracing back to his diet. What have I been eating? And then that was when he realized that one sausage is equivalent to smoking five cigarettes. One sausage.
You mean the sausage we've been eating?
Sausage, chicken sausage, you
put it.
Yeah. No. It's equivalent to smoking five cigarettes. Yeah. So he started asking questions with his camera. And then that was when he realized that even diabetes is not caused by sugar, but rather by meat. Yes. And then he went back to history of one doctor who treated a diabetic patient.
Dr. Sebi.
Not Sebi, no. What's not the African guy, not that one. This is a white guy. He treated diabetes with sugar and rice. You need to watch the documentary.
What the Earth?
What the
Earth? Guys, please check out What the Earth.
Yeah, What the Earth. Go watch it. So that really transformed my life. And he brought some people into that documentary, interviewed them, and those guys don't eat meat. They became stronger than they used to be. And I have become stronger. My longest run I've done is 3 hours nonstop.
From where to where?
Yeah, from how do I describe this? I think I've done like 16 to 17 miles run before. And for walking, I've done... I left the house at about 10 a.m. and I came back 8 p.m. I was just walking and I rested only 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 times. Yeah, I'm even planning to walk from under bridge, Ashima under bridge to La Paz. That's going to be my longest walk yet. But I've done under bridge to Accra Mall and Accra Mall to Junction Mall through the Spinters Road from Junction Mall to Shalom Sports, Lashibi. Yes. I have videos and pictures. I have pictures of me in that without money in my pocket even. That's a survival walk.
Because you don't want to buy anything.
Yes, I don't want to even book Uber, Bolt, whatever, or transport. Like if my energy finishes.
What about water?
Yeah, I have water in my bag, like coconut. You always move with your water when you're walking. So I have water in my bag, and I was just moving. I did it with Sylvester Olembestica.
Wow.
Yeah. So it wasn't for the weight loss thing why I stopped eating meat. I stopped eating meat generally for my health. Yeah, so I realized that the hype we give to food, it's really not it. Food is supposed to be medicine. So let the medicine be the food and let the food be the medicine. And since that time, what if I tell you I don't have headaches? I've not been sick. All through COVID time, I was traveling. Yes, I've been to a lot of places since that time till now. I don't fall sick. I travel a lot. You know, I'm a travel vlogger. So I visit new countries, no jet lag. The moment I touch down, I start running the next day. Yeah,
so the time much energy.
The time I visited Togo, I ran from my hotel to the border, and to the border back to my hotel.
Whoa.
Yeah. So my goal, one of my goals is running in all the countries in the world. And so far, I've managed to do 21, and we have about 190 some countries in the world. So, yeah, let's keep counting.
Wow. I just want to say thank you very much for really sharing more light on men's mental, on men's health, and I'm so
no
happy.
Men, not men.
On
health generally.
On health, sorry.
Yeah,
on
I can focus on men if you want.
I'm so sorry because majority of my listeners are men. So okay. Majority of my listeners are men. So that's not.
I could tell. I just, if your listeners are men, I could deliberate more on the benefits. Of keeping fit and how it has really helped my life as a man and why I wouldn't want laziness to ruin everything I've worked hard for.
And we'll be talking about this on the part two. So okay. If you're here, if you listen to this, then check out and watch out for the part two. The benefit that came out when he started working out, when he started working on himself. Yeah, what actually happened. And on the next segment, he's going to be sharing more on men's mental health. Is it okay for a man to break down sometimes? Do men break down? Are men really lonely? Are men, because there's a saying that says that a man is not truly loved till he has unconditionally.
Until he provides.
So
a man is only loved for the condition.
Yes.
Based on the condition that they provide.
Yeah. So I want you to check out this next episode. Yeah. Thank you very much, Mr. Pakam. And please check him out on all IG pages. His name is Mr. Pakam. When you get there, you will be blown away. He's on Snap, he's on all the social media with the name Mr. Pakam. The Pakam is spelled K-P-A-K-A-M. Yeah, please, what is... Oh, sorry about the this. What does Pakam mean, please?
Pakam is a slang in Nigeria, like when you... It means full stop. It means confirm. It means that is it. It means you've said it all. It means correct.
And one
means no. Enter.
Intrigue.
So when you get an alert, say Pakam, the money enter inside Pakam.
Wow.
Yeah, my bank account, Pakam. I can't another, man. You know the music.
By the P-square.
P-square, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ghanaians usually say Bagam.
Ah.
Yeah, Bagam. That's what they say. The Nigerians say Pakam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jude. Thank you very much, Mr. Pakam, for coming on the Extra Almond podcast. It's been a pleasure. Yes, somebody that I really admire you, how you've been able to carry yourself and how you are able to carry people around you. And he's very welcoming. He's very welcoming. Just be respectful. Just be sweet. Just be loyal. He's also going to be loyal to you also as well. And if you do anyhow, you will see anyhow. So, thank you very much, Mr. Pakam, for coming on the Extra Almond podcast.